turn that on. I'll turn it on later. I'll show you
how to. Yes, hello, this is Marty. How can I help you? Bueno.
Good morning, this is James with... Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Or is my phone... Hello?
This is James with Christian Brother Price Repair in Clovis.
Hey, how you doing? I've been trying to get a hold of you, but your phone number is going to some weird. It's saying that it's disconnected.
Yeah, I got all that mess worked out, man. I got it all worked out. I got a new number for you and everything else.
Oh, okay, very good. So so I was wondering why you got disappeared on me, my man. You're so interested in it, so, you know, you fell off.
Yeah. I had to get out of town too for a little bit.
Is that right?
Older pops, he had COVID, so
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Line for about 5 days, whatever. Yeah.
Is he doing better?
Well, you know what I mean? He only has a cough and everything, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's no joke, my man. I mean, I had it with my four kids. I want to say in the 21st of last December, I got it. You know what I mean? And I was going through it. My kids kind of handled it better than I did, but. Yeah, it was no joke, man. So I'm glad that your boss is pulling through. So what do you say, James? You wanted to give us a shot there, man? Try this thing out here?
Yeah, I do want to try it out. I want to ask you a couple questions.
Absolutely.
Are you able to do zip code specific?
Zip codes and cities, James.
Have to be, you can do
Yeah, we can do anything. I mean, we can target specific areas that you want. Some clients prefer to do it by zip codes, and some clients prefer to do it by cities. So it's totally up to you. What's your radius that you're looking to target?
You know what? I'm looking at I know we were talking about 20 and 15, and I did some calculations or what have you. And it looks like we only want to deal with like an 8 mile radius from the property address.
Okay.
8 mile radius, or if we want to do like a specific, we can even do specific zip code targeting too.
Okay, so we can go in and do that for you there. Let me see here. And I think when we spoke, you said that you didn't have a website, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and provide one for you. And I don't know why I have some text that I might have sent to you in Spanish. You don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I
can't. Yeah, I was like, I don't know why. Yeah, because I think I had a client that was, his name was Christian also. You're fluent in Spanish?
Okay. No, I mean,
no Spanish, right? Yeah, no. Sorry about that, man. So I don't know why I kept sending, because, yeah, I got you mixed up with another Christian and Christian Brothers, because the name of your company. But nevertheless, I was kind of like weirded out, because you definitely sound like you don't speak Spanish. Okay, so let me see here. So we can go ahead and do this for you here. I'll go ahead and honor that same rate that I gave you last time, James, the $299 month to month. But if you want to go the local tier package, that was the $199. Which one is the one that you wanted to go with?
I think I'm going to go with the $199 hat. So the only difference is more mileage, right? More radius for the higher one.
Yeah, and also you were mentioning earlier that you want to cover like specific zip codes. So that's where the ads come into play. But, the Google, Maps, which is the local one with the 199, that covers a 15 mile radius. And you said you want to cover about 8 miles. So that actually serves a purpose.
Got you.
Which one do you
think
will be better?
Which one?
No, go ahead. You were going to ask me something?
You want to know which one I think would be better? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that did sound a little interesting is, like, the ad.
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned that, you know, so I'm still kind of unfamiliar with the all of the advantage that the ad has. But it sounds like if this month is Valentine, it will. So give me an example of how that will work. Because in my mind, it's like someone types in, you know, appliance repair in my area, and then so maybe my business will come up third or something like that. or second or whatever. But then also on the side, you know, sometimes you have Amazon ads or this, that, and the other. There might be an ad for my company with, you know, 10% off for Valentine or 20% off for like a veteran or what. Also help me understand how that ad targeting will actually serve
benefit you
a purpose.
Okay, so basically what you said, so you got the right idea on that. So the map section is more basic to where it only shows your company phone number, your company name, your website that we're going to create for you. That'll be ready within 3 or 5 days, by the way. Your Google reviews. So it's pretty simple, right? With the Google ads, like you mentioned, you can actually modify ads. You can target specific zip codes and specific cities with a specific ad. Like you mentioned, we just went through a whole, the Valentine's thing. Or like you mentioned, veterans discount. You can actually modify ads and target specific cities where maybe there is more veterans, or whatnot, right? And that's what the whole benefit of the Google ads is. Plus they're faster. Then you're going to be on the Google ads within 7 to 10 days. The maps takes a little longer because Google does, require that you get verified, before you go on the maps to make sure that you are you. And, you're actually at that location. So they do that to actually protect you. But also with the package here, you're going to be also included, directory submission. So you're going to be listed in many directories to help your presence out there. Mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home. You get that tracking system that we spoke about last time. So you can actually track where the phone calls are coming from. That you can actually see if the service is actually causing calls, if it's causing leads. What zip codes and areas that you're on the first page for, what keywords you're actually top top company on, and you're going to be verified with Google headquarters in California. So everything is included. The only difference is with the $199 is just the maps. With the $299 is the Google Ads and the maps. I would totally recommend the $299 if you can actually swing it. But if not, then if you're kind of like on a tight budget, I understand, because you can always upgrade the Google Ads anyway. So, I mean, if you want to try it out 1 month, with the Google, local.
What's the best price you can, what's the best price you can get for me for, going with the higher package and, down payment and everything?
Well, the down payment is usually $398, right? And usually it's, well, I mean, after the discounts and everything, that's what we had discussed last time. So I'm actually waiving the setup fee for you. And the website that we're going to be doing for you, that's usually $300 extra. But I'm going to go ahead and have that included for you as part of the package. So the website is going to be free. I know we had discussed of it having a setup fee and all that stuff also last time, but it will be included. So and just so we're on the same page, the Platinum package, the one that we're talking about, the $299, it's usually $599 a month, and usually they require a setup before that, so that's usually $900 for payment. So you're getting a pretty good deal, James, $299, and that's like about $9 a day, and you get the website included with the hosting as well. How do you feel about the $299, honestly?
So, I mean, obviously, if it's going to be a benefit, then, yeah, I mean, it's going to pay for itself, so I can understand that aspect of it.
Absolutely.
You know, you gotta pay to play and all that good stuff. But so the questions that I still may have for you is just like the
What questions?
So putting forth
you left me in suspense.
I'm just looking at like the.
Oh, okay.
I had a question, but it slipped my mind. But it's going just more towards the website aspect of things. Oh yeah, there it is. So we talked a little bit about what we can do with the website. Like I think you called it like where you're able to do the credit card and all the e-commerce. So it does have the e-commerce on it.
Yeah, so you can actually, like PayPal, yeah, so PayPal and all that. I don't know if I believe that I did send you a text to your old phone, the one that was disconnected, so you can actually see a sample of one of our clients' websites here. Let me go ahead and resend it to this new phone here.
Yeah, the painter.
The painter. Oh, you still got it? Okay, yeah, so that's the that's an example of the website. I'm going to go ahead and resend it to you there. That's just an example how your website will look. And like I mentioned, you can actually link up your PayPal or other forms of payments that you have, Zelle or whatnot, so people can actually pay directly through your website. We can post up reviews. You have access to your website, so you can go ahead and change up reviews, photos. The only thing you can't change on the website yourself is the keywords, because that's the part that we handle for you, and it'll mess it up if you get into that. There's a lot of like number, a lot of tedious stuff that's behind the scenes on the website. So we handle that for you though.
Cool. I think I'd like to give it a try.
Now, okay. What so about let's go if you do that, it, yes, sir.
Oh, the other question I have for you is if you do a 3 month or 6 months or a year, it's a lesser cost.
So we had talked about that too, and I think that's what you were interested in. That's what kind of threw me off when you kind of went, MIA on me. So we had discussed 6 months. You can do, the only thing is that you have to pay it all in full, right? But I do believe it makes more sense because you save more money. $1,300, 6 months, and a full year is $2,500. So doing the 6 months, why would I pay $1,300? Well, because $1,300 divided into six, if you do the math, you'll be saving about $800 versus the regular payment, which is usually, I mean, matter of fact, compared to the regular payment, it'll be $900 versus paying in $599 every month after. So you're totally saving a lot of money. The $2,500, if you divide it into 12, then you'll be saving about $1,200 from the start. And obviously with just one client, that makes sense. A nice job that you do, you can probably offset the cost of the program 6 months or a year easily. But, I mean, obviously we have to put in work for that, but you'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm liking that. So what would be the total cost today if I go with the 6 months?
$1,300, and that would be knocking off, so everything included, and plus what I can do with that one right there, if you do that one, to give you an extra thank you, I'll include a CWD, which is a custom website design.
What is that?
And that's a, like, more exotic-looking website. Let me actually send you one right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that right there, and you're going to get that done so you have a little interview with the client. James, is it J-A-M-E-S? That's how you spell it, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name, James?
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, and the phone number you're obviously going to want is this one, right? Or do you have a separate phone number for clients to call you?
No, you can use this one.
Okay, very good. And the email, same? You still have the same email, the Bailey Jam 717, or do you prefer a different one for your receipt and all that?
Yeah, I think I'm going to put a new, I think I want to put a new
email
address for this one. Yeah. But,
okay.
I'll have to jump on Google and play around with that and give a new email address just for the business.
Okay. Well, you can always make these updates also, James. So, and it, none of this is going to be, information is not going to be written on stone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can always call me back if you add an additional phone number, or if you add an additional service, if you want to make changes on the website, or if you move, we change the address. If you ever change the company name, same thing. So any changes you want to make, just give us a ring. And we will take care of it for you, okay? So let me go ahead and leave this phone number here for the time being then. I'll leave this email just so you can get your receipt, obviously. That's going to be important for your taxes because it's a tax write-off.
Send me that exotic one as well, if you can do that.
Let me go ahead and send it to you right now. There's three choices also, okay? There's a modern one, there's a futuristic looking one, and there's a classic one. All right, let me go ahead and shoot you one of those there. I don't know if the email, I think, has one also. Let me see. Give me one second. Okay, go ahead and check the email that I sent you. I think it has a link to it there. I'm looking for it right now here. I want to send you all three samples. I think this should be clickable. Give me
a Google channel partner.
Let me okay, I got it. I found it right here. I just want to make sure I sent it to the right number. I think I sent it here. Okay, so let me see here. 395. Okay, I just sent you the links to three, for all three samples. I was trying to find the link there to all three samples in my text. So it should say, hi James, click below to match our theme with our business. Then as I mentioned, you have the classic theme. I kind of like the classic and the classic and the modern theme.
Via text message form, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me know if they're loading up. Me, myself, I kind of like the classic one better. But, I mean, it's totally up to you. You have the modern choice, the future one.
Classic one. Okay.
That's the one, I believe, with that girl sitting on the couch, I think. Well, actually, I think, yeah, so both of them have that right there. So it just depends on the layout that you want, you know what I mean? And then my technician that's going to go over the and as you can see, they're more exotic, you know what I mean? More buttons, more features, and these usually cost $2,000 to make. And there's like hosting fees and all this extra stuff, but I'll go ahead and throw it in since you're giving us a shot for 6 months. Okay, so when you talk to my tech there, you'll have, you'll go over the keywords and all the little details. Did you mention that you had a website? I mean, I'm sorry, a logo for your company when I spoke to you last time?
Yeah, I'm working with a lady now for a logo and some other stuff.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and include that for you also.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and throw one in for you. I want to make sure that I cover everything that you don't have, so we'll take care of you. Let me go ahead and put down the right phone number here because obviously you have, let me see here. Okay, James Bailey. So the other number is not going to be working at all, right? So I can just completely, delete it off the system. Okay. And, the address where you want us to get your PIN code verified, where can I send this, PIN code to? What street address?
What you mean?
Oh, the street, yeah, for the PIN code.
1668. Okay. Purvis, that's Papa University, Robert, Victor Isaac, yeah, Purvis Avenue,
okay.
Purvis, California.
Gotcha. And I assume this is an address. And you want us to hide this address, James, or you want us to show it?
That's a good question.
Well, my advice would be if you are going to your clients, which obviously you are, and you don't have an actual office where you have like a secretary, and if you don't want your directions being MapQuested online, then let's hide it because honestly, all the client really wants is your phone number, your hours of operation, what kind of deals you got on your ads and phone number and a way to write your review. That's pretty much it. They're not really looking for your address. So we can go ahead and hide that for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and do that for you. And I'm going to go ahead and include that CWD for you here. Let me mark the right one. Let me see, 6 month, CWD. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and reach a brief 90-second voice verification, and I'm going to put you on the calendar here so we can do the keywords and all that with my technician. But before that, to secure the $1,300 for the 6 month prepaid, what type of card did you want to use, James? Did you want Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Actually, I would like to be honest with you, I'd like to put it on my business account.
And if you ever need to switch it, let us know. So I know I have some clients that like to switch their cards once they, maybe for first payment, second payment, different one. just let us know.
This is what I would like to do. I would like to, I think I'm at, could you do, you need the 1300 right now, huh? Because I have like 12, I think I have like 11 or 12 in there when I checked it.
You want to check your app first so we don't like bounce it?
Well, I think this app, you got to put the token in, you got to do tons of stuff just to get to that level. But I can call the bank and just transfer funds over. I'd rather not put it on my personal. I want to keep it on that business.
Well, what I can do for you to accommodate you, I mean, I can go ahead and run 12, and then you can go ahead and take care of that so that we can get the process going. And then let me know how long you need to go ahead and add the additional. So we'll kind of like, what do you call it?
I'll tell you what. Run 1,000, and then we'll just do 300 tomorrow.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that then. Let me go ahead and modify that real quick. Okay, 6, 8. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put it on this right here. Okay, what time should I run the card tomorrow? I get in at 7, and usually I have a meeting, then I can run it like at 7:30 if you want.
At the same time, if you do it in the afternoon, like noontime, that way I'll get over there tomorrow morning to make sure. I don't know if I'll be able to get to, no, I couldn't make a call. You should be able to do it at 7.
Okay. And if anything, I'll also shoot your text just to kind of give you a heads up. I mean, obviously, you're paying like a large amount, so you're not going to just disappear after that. It's your money. You want to put it to work. Okay, so go ahead and do that. Then we'll go ahead and run it for 1,000 today, and then we'll run the 300 tomorrow morning. And I'll even give you a heads up, so I'll shoot you a text just like I have been, and just text me back, let me know everything is good, and then I'll schedule your client interview right after. What card is this going to be on, James?
Let's see. It's going to be on a MasterCard.
All right, and I assume the same billing address.
Yeah. Hold tight.
Okay. And James Bailey on the card, or does it have a middle initial?
Oh, hold tight. Hold tight, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
There, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir.
All right. MasterCard, Jay E. Bailey?
Yeah, so it's you said it's James Bailey, though, or is there like a middle initial? The system's pretty sensitive.
E.
E like an Edward?
E. Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. Okay, whenever you're ready, it should start with a 5, please.
5572-8100.
Mm-hmm.
7065-8561. And the
expiration?
0926. 0926
and the 3 in the back? 726. Okay, so now I'm going to read you the verification. So this part of the call will be recorded. It's to outline the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. So welcome to Local Splash, voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Thank you. Thank you. And please state your name and your title within the company.
Thanks, baby owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today there, Mr. Bailey? Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during a term of agreement. The initial account setup is being partially charged today in the amount of $1,000 for the 6-month prepaid. Tomorrow, your account will be charged in the amount of $300 to complete the 6-month prepaid. Your account will automatically renew after the 6 months to month to month. Unless we speak, I'm actually going to call you before the 6 months is over to see if you want to go ahead and proceed with month to month or you want to go ahead and upgrade to maybe a year or whatnot. I'll give you a call myself personally. But after that point, if you don't renew, it'll be $299 every month. Okay. If you wish to discontinue after that point, give us a call at customer service 3 days before the 6 months is over. At 877-635-6225, and it's extension number 1. If you need to get a hold of me, as you know, I'm at extension number 622, just kind of like you called in today. And for customer service, it's extension number 1, okay? Now, on your email right now, you should have an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Let me know if you received that. I know I had to modify the price here, so. Local Splash Initial Invoice. You should have a welcome email, and then one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then once you get down right there, click on the link that says click here, subscription terms. And then it's going to prompt you to put in a username. And it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then you scroll all the way down to the bottom. You're going to see your name.
Okay. You sent it to my email address or your text message?
I emailed it to you, but I can also text it to you also. I think it's automatic, but let me go ahead and make sure that I send it to the right number here. Okay, I'm going to text it to you also, but you should have it right there in your inbox, your email.
Okay, initial invoice. I got it.
Got it? Okay, so then disregard the text one, but same thing.
Okay, you didn't send me any viruses. That's good. Okay, please click here to accept the subscription tab.
Yes, sir. And then, so you click here, subscription terms, and then you get at the top, you're going to see terms of experience. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Don't click on the box that says opt out of the text because you're going to need messages from us from time to time, important messages. Also, scroll down to the bottom and click on the box that says I'm the certified holder of this card. And then sign your name at the bottom, just like it reads. And then confirm signature. Then it's going to prompt you to put in a username and password. And then once you do that, you don't have your username and password yet.
Okay.
Yeah. The username and password, they're going to be giving it to you tomorrow. So once you do your client interview, so I'm going to put you in for your client interview if you're okay with it. Since we're running the payment at 7, mm-hmm. I want to kind of get the ball rolling since you paid us. I want to respect you and your money. Time is money. So I would like to do your client interview at 8 o'clock if that's okay with you. It's a 30-minute phone interview since you have the CBD. Would it be okay at 8 o'clock? They're going to call you between 8 and 9. And I'm going to go ahead and also forward this information to the owner of the company, which I usually do when a client trusts us with the with that amount of money, just to kind of like give you an extra little, we'll take care of you. And please don't miss your appointment. That's very important. And if there's any issues with the with the card
going. They're going to call me between 8 and 9?
Yeah, they're going to call you.
Going on at, wait, hold on. Marlon, so how long is this appointment? Because usually it takes
it's
going to
be,
huh?
No, it shouldn't be a couple hours. It's, I mean, it's the only thing that will take longer, and if they need to reschedule, they'll do it, is for the CWD, because it's more complex. You know what I mean? They want to make sure that you like it, and they do it to what you want it to show, right? They usually give you an email to send in photos, and they'll ask you what kind of logo you want, if you have an idea of a logo, so we can put it to life. But usually it takes about 15 to 30 minutes, give or take. But if you need to reschedule, if you guys don't finish it, you can always reschedule a later time to finalize it. But you should be good, you know what I mean? So if anything, for whatever reason, you need to reschedule it, just shoot me a text and let me know, and I'll reschedule it for you. I just want to make sure I get you on the schedule as soon as possible so we can get the ball rolling for you.
How do we get seen at 8 o'clock versus 9 o'clock?
You want 9 o'clock better?
No, I want 8 o'clock better.
Oh, okay, yeah, so they'll call you between 8 and 9. Usually they'll call you right away, but they'll call you between that hour. And then if, for whatever reason, if it goes past 9 o'clock, they don't call you for whatever reason, or if you missed it, or whatnot, just please call me, and I'll make sure to get that rescheduled for you so we can get that taken care of. Obviously, it's a crucial part of starting your account here. And I just sent you a Google Calendar reminder. I don't know if you use your Google Calendar, but I sent it anyway. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and take down some brief notes here for my technician that's going to be calling you for your client interview. What would you say are three top keywords that you definitely want to be showing up for? You get more than three, but I'm just giving them some homework to do so you can get that.
Obviously, appliance repair, refrigerator repair.
Okay.
Let's see. I haven't really considered that, but those are two of the main ones.
Well, they're going to give you a whole list of it tomorrow. I don't want you to, like, you know what I mean, think that you have to give me the – yeah, so this is just for me to give them keywords. But to be honest with you, we've been dealing with appliance repair companies for 17 years. So they have a system that shows them the most popular keywords. So they might actually give you some keywords that that they feel are the most popular, and the system tells them that they're Google more than other keywords. So you guys will go over that all the details tomorrow. I just want to give them some homework here. And aside from that, let me see here. Your website, I think you said you have some photos.
Yeah, I can send them some photos, what have you. You can send some things in. I drum up some things. Maybe like four photos or something like that.
And if you don't have enough photos of our work that you've done, or if you get new ones later on, you can always switch it. Keep that in mind. We have plenty of stock photos that look really nice and professional, so we can actually help you with that. I'll go ahead and put that you want to kind of do a mix of it, so that way there's plenty of photos for the people to look at. And I would start kind of taking photos of work that you do, though, because, I mean, you want to make it more personalized, you know what I mean, so people know your work. Okay? Let me see here. And the time that we're doing is 8 a.m., for the client interview. Tomorrow is the 16th. Okay, and the rest of the notes here, I'm going to take care of myself, James. I don't want to keep you hostage here on the phone with me forever. And the mile radius that you want to cover, you said was like a ballpark?
About eight miles.
Okay. And you prefer to be called, or you like to be text also for heads up when we call you for the interview?
Just call. So, now one of the things we talked about you talked about two things, mapping and versus the zip code.
Yep.
So if I'm doing an 8-mile radius, does that keep the zip code obsolete, or do we do both, or what's going on there?
We cover everything. Yeah, so there's like literally no limitations on what we're going to be doing for you. So 8 miles is definitely, we're covering that absolutely. And then you're going to, what the gentleman's going to do that does your client interview, he's going to pull up a map and he's going to start, letting you know, like, okay, we got this zip code, this city. And you'll let him know or her know, which cities and zip codes you would like and which ones you kind of want to disregard. I know there's some clients that there's certain cities that they don't want to go to because I guess they don't want to pay the money that they asked for. So they kind of don't want to lowball you. So we want to make sure we skip those. So you'll go over the details. Don't feel like you're going to do all the homework for us. These guys are pretty good at what they do, and they've been doing it for a long time. So we'll do the whole process for you. At the end of the day, we want to make it simplistic here for you. So that way we take care of everything. And if you ever need to make any changes, you give us a call. If you ever want to add on any more cities or do special coupons, I know you mentioned the veterans discount or whatnot. We can also keep that all the time, and we can also put it on your website also that we're gonna do for you. If you want to kind of keep that as a
okay,
all right, and we'll go over all the details tomorrow.
Like modern and okay,
exactly. And then tomorrow they're gonna ask you which one. You kind of have the evening to kind of like marinate on it. You know what I mean? Like to think about which one you like better. Modern, futuristic, or the classic. And then tomorrow you'll go over the details and they'll work with you. You know what I mean? So that once it's all ready, they're going to shoot you a link to it, once the CWD is ready. And then, you guys will go over the, what details you want to change, or if you like it as it is, then we'll go ahead and publish it. Okay. Other than that, we'll go ahead and run the other $300 tomorrow in the morning, and I'll send you a notification for that also. And, before I forget, were you able to sign and did you get asked to put in a username and password?
No, it's actually telling me to certify that I'm authorized. Okay, so I'm at the payment center.
Oh, okay, so yeah, go ahead and put that under certified.
Local bundle advertising.
Yeah, like a little breakdown of what we're going to be doing for you. Okay, and then at the bottom it's going to say I'm the certified holder of this card, et cetera. Go ahead and click on that box. It'll turn blue with a check mark, I believe. And then underneath that, it'll have James C. Bailey, confirm signature, sign it, then confirm it, and then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password. Let me know once you get to that right there. That'll give you access to your dashboard.
Okay. So, I didn't see where it did the 6-month thing, but yeah, signature.
Okay, and it's also everything is also on record. So I mean, they record all our phone calls. I'm 99.9% positive that they're listening to my phone call right now. So, which I don't mind because I mean, I've been here for 9 years. So I want to make sure that everything is done honestly, correctly, and no extras, no nothing thirsty. You know what I mean? Everything is all on the same page here. So I'm gonna go ahead and run that payment for the $300 tomorrow, James. The username and password. The username and password is going to be given to you tomorrow, by my technician that's going to do your client interview. So you don't have that yet. Usually it's something generic and then you can change it after if you like. Usually it's your phone number and something simple like cat will be your password or something, but then you can change it to make it more, so you have access to it. And that's how you're going to be able to go into your account, see the clicks that you got, the leads and reviews, you can respond to reviews and all that cool stuff. But right now you wouldn't see anything because nothing's made yet. Okay? So that'll be taken care of tomorrow. I'll go ahead and shoot these notes to my technician. And if there's any issues, James, with the 300 going through or if I can't run it at 7, give me a heads up so that way I can work with you, okay? Because your client interview is literally an hour after I get into work. So I want to make sure that everything is taken care of before they call. Okay?
How do I text you?
Shoot me a text right now. We'll do a test run. Just shoot me whatever. Just don't tell me where you're going to write, but I'll let you know. You can just reply to any of those texts that you've been getting from me.
Okay.
All right. And then it goes straight to my email, and it goes straight to my system. So I'll even get that faster than I do a phone call. Because if you call me, sometimes I might be on the phone, so I won't even get your call. Okay. So yeah, I got your message. The 300 is available. Run card. There you go. So just like that, you can text me and then we'll go ahead and, take care of the rest and everything should be good to go. But you're ready to go anyway for your client interview as if you already paid. I just got to talk to the finance department, let them know that I authorized, to run a partial payment and obviously the rest will be taken care of tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, James. Any other questions that you have for me, my man?
No, that should be all.
Okay. And please stay in touch with me. I will stay in touch with you as well. I'll go ahead and check in with you every now and then to see how you're doing. And absolutely after 6 months, I want to call you back to see how everything went. And if so, then maybe we can do a full year prepaid. You decide. It'll be up to you, but I will definitely give you a call and, we'll give you a call tomorrow and please don't miss your appointment.
How much is the full year?
It's, 2,500.
This is the full year.
Yeah, 2,500. That makes definitely a lot more sense. But, and a matter of fact, if you want to change it to 2,500 tomorrow, before I run the payment,
you know, huh?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go in and text you in the morning as soon as I get in. I'm going to say, something like, hey, James, it's Marlon. So, 300 or you want to do full year? And then you just go ahead and tell me and I'll go ahead and put in the remainder of it.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and shoot you a text before I do it. So that way you let me know. Cause I mean, it makes more sense if you think about it. It saves you more money, but I'm not doing it without your consent. So you let me know, think about it overnight and then we'll go from there. Other than that, thank you for giving us a shot and thank you for calling me back, man. That's why you left me wondering. Like we had such a great 1 hour conversation last time. You told me to call you back and you disappeared on me and I'm glad that your dad's okay. You got to be careful yourself out there with that COVID thing, man. It's definitely real. So, be safe out there. God bless, man. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you and doing business with you, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Let me know how things are going.
Okay.
All right, James. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great evening, James. Thank you for calling back.
You too.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.